The U.S. dollar has lost 85% of its value since the 70s, when the dollar decoupled from gold, and the government seems bent on continuing the tradition. Charlie Kirk here. From now until after the elections, the government can print as much money as they want. The last time they did that, inflation went up 9%. Gold is the only asset that has proven to withstand inflation. Invest in gold with Noble Gold Investments. You will get a 24-karat, 1/4 ounce gold standard coin for free. Just use promo code Kirk. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com, the only gold company I trust.
Hey, everybody. Michigan, 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 an entire state on the Michigan Electors State of the State, RNC Insights, and new ballot fraud story this hour. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Become a member, members.charliekirk.com. That's members.charliekirk.com. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com.
I love the state of Michigan. Growing up in the suburbs of Chicago, I would go to Michigan frequently, mostly in the summer. Great people. And it is a tragedy what has happened to Michigan, from out-of-state dollars to change the fabric. One of the worst governors in America's Michigan. Michigan is a template for the rest of the country. This is where revenge meets envy, meets Democrat political machinery. They are completely under attack, and it is being used as a blueprint to go to the rest of the country. So we are going to spend the entire hour on Michigan. If you say, oh, Charlie, how does Michigan impact me? Oh, it impacts you big time. So buckle up. This is the Michigan hour of the great folks in Michigan that deserve our attention, our support, and we're going to talk about it. Joining us first here is Christina Caramo, who does a wonderful job backing up conservatives in the state of Michigan. Think very highly of her. She's the RNC state chair in the state of Michigan. There's so many simultaneous stories happening in Michigan. We're going to cover them all. We're going to cover the alternate electors being indicted, the bombshell revelations that have come out in the last couple days of some very suspicious activity that's been happening on the ground. Also, dark money flowing into the state. But first, Christina, give us an update. How are things going in Michigan? I want to compliment you and thank you for holding the line for conservatives. Christina, the floor is yours.
Hey, Charlie, thank you so much for having me on. Yeah, I will start with by saying that Michigan is ground zero for the globalist takedown of the United States of America. We are definitely in the fight of our lives in Michigan. We have so many entities and forces, as you mentioned, Charlie, dumping millions of dollars into our state. They've co-opted our legislator, our judicial branch, and our election system. Systemic election corruption is the biggest threat that we face. And what we're doing here in Michigan is massive grassroots organization. This is the first time, I think, ever or in a very long time that we've had the grassroots control of the Michigan Republican Party. So as state chair, it's important for me to educate people and provide them with the tools and resources on how to fight back, because just simply complaining isn't going to cut it. It's not going to cut it at all just by complaining and being upset about what's happening. And the story that came out in the Gateway Pundit regarding the corruption in Muskegon, and, you know, they found in Southfield a storage house for guns and burner phones and voter registration forms, getting that information out and actually taking action steps to prevent these things from happening in the future is very critical. Because if we don't have control of our election systems, we have no control over our government. So I'm on the road right now making sure that people are armed and equipped so we can lawfully resist these individuals.
So you're right. It is ground zero. So remember, Michigan, the electoral votes went for Donald Trump in 2016. Donald Trump won it by a sliver. He did his final rally in Western Michigan at like 3 a.m. It was this historic, unbelievable thing. And then in 2020, it was 150,000 allegedly that Joe Biden, you know, was considered the winner of. So, Christina, what happened in 4 years? Talk about Gretchen Whitmer. Talk about the out-of-state money. Talk about how Michigan became really a landing ground for left-wing billionaires and dark money riff on this, because as Michigan goes, the rest of the country is going to go. They're going to try it in other places. Christina.
Yeah, so a little bit of background on me. I was the Republican nominee for Secretary of State in the 2022 cycle. Prior to that, I always had been an active Republican, but I was at the DCF Center in Detroit, 37 hours. I was there 2 hours of sleep, and I witnessed the rigging of 2020 firsthand, saw it all right at the DCF Center, illegal ballots being cast, ballots showing up in the middle of the night. Then the list goes on. After that happened, the party actually tried to suppress us from wanting to fight back against the election. I mean, the chair prior to me is a board member of the Atlantic Council. So that, and that's a globalist organization. Right now in Michigan, we have the World Economic Forum. They have two offices in Michigan. The state of Michigan gave $3 million. My county, which I live in, is Oakland County, gave them also $3 million. And if you're not familiar with the World Economic Forum, just look up Klaus Schwab and his thinker behind him, Harari, and the things they have planned for the United States of America. So the World Economic Forum is not coming to Michigan and putting two offices in Michigan for no reason. They want to make Detroit the world's first smart city. In addition to the fact, in my county, Oakland County, we have an ESG compliance officer. We're right on our county documents. We have UN logos, and they're actively implementing UN Agenda 2030. So this is why if you Google my name, Christina Karama, chair of the Michigan Republican Party, they will try to portray me as some type of mentally unstable individual. But in reality, our team is on the ground fighting against these individuals. We also have the issue of the Goshen Battery Factory, which is a CCP-aligned owned company. I mean, in their articles of association, they swear allegiance to the Communist Party of China. They swear allegiance to the Youth Communist League. I mean, they're a CCP company, and they will be, if successful, 100 miles from Camp Grayling, which is the largest National Guard training facility in the United States of America. They will also be on the Muskegon River, which flows right out to Lake Michigan. And this is where we grow a large part of our food. So with the CCP, the United Nations, and the World Economic Forum, why Michigan? What makes Michigan so important to them? Well, you have to remember our Great Lake, the largest freshwater supply in the world. Also, Michigan is a strategic location for certain military action. So this is what they've done in Michigan. And in the 2022 cycle, when I ran for Secretary of State, you had Michael Bloomberg put $2 million up against me to help my opponent, Jocelyn Benson. So why would a New York billionaire care about the Michigan Secretary of State race? It's because they want to control who's in power in Michigan to advance their globalist plot against America. And one of the things we have to remember, folks, is that oftentimes the people who are labeled as nuts and crazy, they're done so to demonize, dismiss us. That way people won't take what we're saying seriously. Because if the average American starts to wake up and see the fight that we're truly in, this is not Republicans versus Democrats. This is Americans versus globalists, period, end of story. And that's the fight that we're in. And this is why they've rigged our elections. They're trying to disarm us. We've had Gretchen Whitmer and the Democrats here pass red flag laws of their work to criminalize speech. They are trying to push EV vehicles in our state. I mean, and the list goes on. They're trying to induce all types of taxes. They're trying to take over utilities. They are trying to kill small businesses. And what we have to remember is protecting our small businesses are necessary for protecting our freedom. Because protecting our small businesses ensures that we, the people, control the means of production and consumption. This is why they're pushing all of this ESG, because if they can have a few handful of corporations who are all affiliated with BlackRock, then these companies will comply with the ESG compliance because they have to comply with whatever BlackRock tells them to do. Well, then those companies will then put demands on the employees. And then you see Schwab and his company. They want to push ESG to make us compliant. So if they could control the means of production and consumption, they control us. So all of this fight is happening in Michigan to make sure that we protect our election system, that we protect our Second Amendment rights. Because what's dangerous about red flag laws, you can have your Second Amendment rights violated and your weapons that you're constitutionally entitled to confiscated if someone just says that you're unstable or they're afraid that you're going to hurt somebody. I mean, the list goes on. The list goes on. They're trying to weaponize the Civil Rights Commission, and it just goes on and on and on what we're dealing with here in Michigan. And if we don't stop these people, I don't know if we can turn back. We just have to. We just don't have a choice. Our kids' futures require that we stop these folks.
Christina, I'm thrilled that you are now the RNC chair, the chair of the Michigan party. You're doing a great job. Unfortunately, we don't have enough fighters in the Republican Party. I want to talk about the Michigan alternate elector story next. This is a top-down, bottom-up campaign in Michigan. They are trying to fundamentally transform Michigan in so many different ways. Gretchen Whitmer is a happy partner with the World Economic Forum. All the electric vehicle stuff all comes out of Detroit with the auto manufacturers. They are so angry that Donald Trump won 2016 Michigan. They're not going to let that happen again. And remember, Gretchen Whitmer is a Democrat, quote unquote, rising star. A lot of people want her to run for president because Gretchen Whitmer is incredibly effective at mobilizing resentful, you know, Xanax, Chardonnay wine moms that are in upper middle class society. Gretchen Whitmer speaks to them very effectively.
Hey, everyone. I want to tell you about Good Ranchers. I love Good Ranchers. I don't know about you, but my electricity bill this summer is way, way higher than I thought it would be. Thanks to the heat and inflation, I'm kind of sweating it. The only thing I'm not sweating this hot summer is my meat price. My price is locked in for 2 years with Good Ranchers. Good Ranchers is the only meat company locking in your price with their industry-first price lock guarantee. Since 2021, they've been helping people combat that inflation of the meat aisle, as well as the mystery of it, too. I love the meat from Good Ranchers. It is a terrific, terrific quality. I can tell you right now, when you subscribe to Good Ranchers, you get a guaranteed price and a trusted 100% American source for your favorite cuts. You can save on beef, chicken, and pork by locking in your price today. Every single steakhouse quality cut is individually marbled just for you. You guys could check it out right now. That is goodranchers.com, promo code Kirk for $30 off and a free shipping. Remember, subscribe today and lock in your price. That's goodranchers.com, American meat delivered.
I got to say, one of the cruelest stories in America that has received very little coverage is how 16 everyday, normal, ordinary patriots are now criminally charged for signing a piece of paper that was well within their constitutional rights and obligations and that had historical precedent. Christina, tell us what's going on here and then also tell us how we can help these 16 MAGA patriots that face 50 to 100 years in jail. Christina.
Yeah, so to your point, it's so terrifying what's going on. And one of the big things that we can do is get involved. You know, every one of the electors has their different mechanism as how they're combating this legally. But we need everyone to get involved with the Michigan Republican Party in this state and share this information with your friends. Now, that may seem kind of minor. It's like, well, why is sharing information so important? Is that one of the reasons why the individuals like Dana Nessel is able to get away with what she's doing is because average people are allowing it to occur. They're not doing anything. And many people don't even know what's happening. If more people knew what was going on and deeply involved within our government, then we could actually fight back and put the fear of God in the people like Dana Nessel, that if she does it, she's going to be legally held accountable. Also, it's by making sure that people talk with their Republican elected officials in Michigan and saying, hey, you guys need to file articles of impeachment against Dana Nessel, because this cannot be tolerated. We cannot have the government weaponized against the citizenry. But the fact of the matter is that she feels very confident that she'll get away with this because the average person is not going to do anything about it. So until these people are held accountable, until they feel lawfully, of course, we're talking lawfully, until they feel lawfully the pain of what they're doing, they're never going to stop. What we live in America currently is in a situation of absolute lawlessness. Well, these people just get away with whatever they want. So what we're trying to do right now is really mobilize people at the ground level, get more people involved in holding our elected officials accountable, involved in knowing what's happening. That way we can lawfully fight back against it. But right now, this situation is in the courts. So the various electors, they're going to need legal support. So individuals, I'm not sure of all the different, you know, fundraising apparatuses that the different electors have, because they're charged as individuals. That's what's the important thing to remember, that they're not being charged as a group. They're being charged each as individuals. So, you know, making sure that we support them in their different legal pursuits is going to be important. But one of the best ways to protect ourselves from this lawlessness, for example, Dana Nessel threatened me with a felony. And prior to the election last year in 2022 for Secretary of State, we sued the clerk of Detroit and the Board of Election Inspectors. And recently, the judge hit myself and the other plaintiffs with a $58,000 fine. And the judge in the case wouldn't hear any of our evidence, wouldn't listen to any of our witnesses, and called us racist and threw the case out. So my point in saying this is that these people are able to do this, or whether it's with President Trump, it's because not enough people are lawfully pushing back against the lawless government that we have. The reality is that our government has been captured by a criminal cartel. And so, you know, oftentimes when we think about politics, people are always told, get out and vote, get out and vote, and get out and vote or donate. But what's the other side of that? What is the other side of that coin? It's about holding your elected officials accountable. How many people listening to me right now have been to a city council meeting, been to a county commissioner's meeting? When is the last time you went on your state's website and read the bills that are in committee? When is the last time you showed up to a hearing on a bills that are being discussed to be taken up for a vote? And if the answer to that question is, I've never done that, this is precisely the problem. These people are operating in a situation where they're able to have free reign over our lives because we aren't showing up. And when we, the people, show up, start to scrutinize these people, ask questions, hold them accountable, then much of this lawlessness will subside, and it'll be a lot harder for them to just brazenly persecute people because no one is stopping them.
Christina Caramo, thank you for joining us. We're going to keep on talking about Michigan and keep the pressure on and keep the heat. And we have your back 100%. Thank you so much, Christina Caramo.
Thank you, Charlie, for having me on.
The Michigan Attorney General, Dana Nessel, has gone after 16 everyday people to make an example. It's Soviet show trial stuff of people that are still on Social Security, people that have very little financial ability to defend themselves. They want to make you suffer. They want to do a show trial, senior citizens, and crush you. Most of the media is not covering this story at all.
Right now, our world is changing in many uncomfortable ways. It's not just natural disasters, political and economic disasters. The bottom line is you must be prepared for anything to happen at a moment's notice. You won't get a warning. This is not a movie. That's why the smartest thing you could do is invest in emergency food from preparewithkirk.com. As I speak, mypatriotsupply.com is offering a deep discount on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. How does 25% savings sound? It's the biggest discount they offer, and it doesn't come along very often. So act now and grab your 25% discount on each 3-month food kit you order. Get one kit per person in your family. You will not regret it. You are 9 meals away from anarchy, so do something about it. Go to preparewithkirk.com. That is preparewithkirk.com. Save 20% today, 25% today before the sale is over. Go to preparewithkirk.com. That is preparewithkirk.com.
Okay, there is a viral story from Gateway Pundit. Patty Murray was a co-author of this story. She joins us now, and you probably have seen it, things that have been happening in Michigan. There's some video that is correlated with it. Patty, welcome to the program. We have plenty of time. Let's dive into this thoroughly. Patty McMurray, tell us about the story, the breaking news here. What have we learned? Patty, the floor is yours.
Hi. Thanks for having me, Charlie. This investigation that we're reporting on is an investigation from the 2020 election. The investigation was initiated by a Muskegon city clerk and her deputy city clerk who notified the Muskegon Police Department when a single individual brought in between 8 and 10,000 completely filled out voter registration forms or application forms. And why that's important is because, as you know, once those registration forms are accepted by the clerk's office, they go into our voter rolls, and those people are sent ballots, right? So, this is an important story because there's an organization that was behind this, and it's listed in the report. This woman brought these 8 to 10,000 registrations for applications into the office, and they notified the Muskegon Police Department, who notified the Attorney General's office. Attorney General Nessel, who in my view is the most lawless attorney general in America, she then brought in the state police into this investigation. The state police got involved in the investigation, and then the woman that was identified as bringing in the between 8 and 10,000 completely filled out registration applications to vote. She brought in another 2,500 applications filled out. And so they began to track her using the same GPS surveillance tracking. The same thing that the True the Vote used. Technology, thank you. The word was evading me. Technology that True the Vote used that was deemed unreliable by the Democrats and by the media. But anyhow, so they tracked this woman. They ended up discovering that she was staying at a hotel. They were able to interview her, and they discovered that she was driving an Enterprise rental car, which is provided by the company that she was working for, as well as the hotel. She was living out of state, and she was hired to come in and to get these voter applications for this company. The company is redacted throughout most of the report, but at one point, we don't know if it was accidental or on purpose, the police left the name GBI Strategies with the owner, Gary Bell, in the report unredacted. So we know that's who they were investigating in this report. We also know that it was a multi-city operation. There were many cities that the police were able to obtain search warrants for and to go into these mostly vacant buildings or abandoned buildings where these operations were taking place. In Southfield, Michigan, they obtained a search warrant. And when they arrived on the premises, they found multiple semi-automatic rifles and guns with silencers, in addition to bags of prepaid voter or prepaid cards that were used to pay the workers. And this worker that they interviewed did confirm she was paid $1,150 a week to collect these registrations. And she was paid by prepaid cards that were reloadable. So untraceable, in other words.
So Patty, the police seem to have found criminal behavior here. Supplying a fake signature on a ballot application is a crime. So why did no charges happen?
That's a great question. So what happened with this report continued for quite some time. It started in October of 20. And on August of 2022, the report states that the Michigan State Police is still holding evidence for the FBI, who took over the investigation in 2021. And the reason given for the FBI taking over the investigation is because they believe that this was part of a multi-state operation. So in addition to being a multi-city and statewide operation, investigation by the state police, this had turned into apparently a multi-state investigation. And interestingly enough, the American public has never heard about this until we had one brave American who FOIA'd this report and was able to get it from the Michigan State Police Department. And then Phil O'Halloran, who's the election integrity director with the Michigan GOP, turned this report over to the Gateway Pundit.
So walk us through the process. So now you're working with a team that is cross-referencing the ballot registrations found in the incident, about 10,000, with actual votes to see if any of these actually voted, which would then confirm fraudulent activity. Walk us through that process, please.
Yeah, well, it's important to note that Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson has been saying since the day after the election that there was no widespread voter fraud in the state of Michigan. She and Dana Nessel have both been parroting the same talking points on no widespread voter fraud in Michigan. And then Senate Majority Leader, Senate Oversight Committee Chair Ed McBroom published a report saying that there was no evidence of widespread voter fraud in Michigan in the 2020 election. So when he published that report, both Dana Nessel and Secretary of State Benson, who had people working on this investigation, knew full well that there was a widespread voter fraud investigation taking place, because Jocelyn Benson's analyst actually talks about clear evidence of voter fraud with these registrations, these false registrations, where they were using fake social security numbers, fake names, fake addresses. They actually were able to identify one of the addresses as an address for the local high school there. So so it's curious that no charges were pressed on this individual, that they clearly identified as somebody who was passing off fraudulent voter registrations. And it's also interesting to note that, we currently have 16 electors, GOP electors, who are being charged with 8 felonies each in the state of Michigan. And one of the talking points when Dana Nessel announced these bogus charges against these electors for casting an alternate set of electoral votes for Trump in the 2020 election, because there was so much controversy in the state of Michigan about the validity of the election results. She noted in her press conference that these electors knew full well that there were no valid investigations taking place. Well, Dana Nessel's chief investigator was one of the top people involved in this investigation. So yeah, maybe they didn't notify the public about this investigation, but there was clearly this police report identifies that there was a major investigation going on in multiple cities across the state of Michigan.
So I want to talk about GBI strategies. This is an unusual thing. So you go through FEC reports. I have it in front of us right now. It seems as if GBI strategies was contracted by the Democrat Senatorial Committee, the DNC Service Corp, the Democrat Party of Iowa, Black PAC, and it seems as if they've kind of disappeared. Who is GBI strategies? What do we know about them? And what activity did they allegedly engage in?
That's a good question. When this report came out, we started investigating who is GBI strategies and who is Gary Bell. And it's really interesting for somebody who apparently manages 70 different companies and has is pretty well known in the Democrat Party circles. There was really very little information about him available online. I know that Jim Hoft at the Gateway Pundit continues to investigate GBI strategies. We do know that they have an out-of-state address. We also know that in the report, Joe Biden and Michigan Democrat Senator Gary Peters are listed in the report as two of the individuals or two of the campaigns that were giving money to this organization. And then the senator from Alabama was also a recipient in 2018, Doug Jones, of their money or of their services, GBI. I'm trying to find the documentation here. I had the numbers here. But anyhow, so millions of dollars.
Yeah, but they've kind of disappeared and vanished, haven't they? And again, that doesn't overly mean anything, but it adds to kind of a pattern of suspicion. And so they call themselves a GOTV group. Is it unfair to say that they potentially could have been involved in mule-esque type activity?
You know, I have no idea what kind of activity they were involved in. I think that had we known about this organization and the work that they were doing, and especially the voter fraud investigation that was taking place before the election, that journalists would have been able to investigate this organization and find out more about them. But unfortunately, this report never saw the light of day in terms of at least making it public to the people of Michigan, which, you know, that could have affected the outcome of our election, right? I mean, if Attorney General Nessel and Secretary of State Benson were honest about the investigations that were taking place in the state of Michigan, that could have really had a serious impact on the outcome of this election, if not just to get more people involved in what's happening. Because, you know, once those registrations are in the database, in the qualified voter rolls, those people will receive an absentee ballot, right? And it's interesting that Secretary of State Benson sent out a note to all the clerks before the election or during the election telling them not to verify the signature. They didn't have to verify the signatures on the absentee ballots. And that kind of makes sense when you think about it, because now we know that, you know, former Secretary of State, who's now a Senator, Ruth Johnson, she estimates that up to 800,000 false registrations may have been put through. So, you know, the story just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger because, you know, we don't know how many of these false registrations are now on our qualified voter rolls. And Jocelyn Benson has been fighting the state of Michigan every step of the way to remove dead voters, to get rid of the ERIC system, which we have in Michigan, right? So we've got an uphill battle here in Michigan because we do not have honest people representing us. And this police report is evidence of that.
Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. MyPillow's 20-year anniversary, they're celebrating over 80 million pillows sold. Mike Lindell with MyPillow wants to thank you by giving you the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. You'll receive a queen-size MyPillow for $19.98. Regular price is $69.98 and just $10 more for a king-size. With this special anniversary offer, you'll receive a deep discount on all MyPillow products, such as their bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and so much more. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square and use promo code Kirk to receive this amazing offer on the queen size MyPillow. It's time to start getting the quality sleep you deserve. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Kirk or call 800-875-0425. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. Receive this amazing offer on the queen size MyPillow. Let's support my friend Mike Lindell. MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. It's MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk.
Welcome back, everybody. So, Patty, outline us this police report. It references 42 fraudulent ballots, but they were upwards of 10,000. Walk through the numbers for us, please, Patty McMurray.
So I think it's important to realize that the number that they reference with the 42 fraudulent ballots, it sounds like in the report that that's a sampling of the ballots. It doesn't sound like that was an extensive dive into all of the ballot or the registrations that they received. So, it doesn't say anywhere in here where they analyzed all the registrations. They did reach out to one of the people that had a fake, two fake registrations, and in the report, she states that she was badgered by an acquaintance to fill out the voter registration form, which she did. And then at the bottom of the form, there was a signature, which she claimed was not hers. There was a second registration form that was filled out in her name, which included fictitious last four numbers of Social Security, fictitious phone number, and invalid address. So that one person who they preyed on had at least two registrations filled out in her name. So, you know, it's interesting that they don't address this again. They don't talk about the registrations that they found in this form or in the report. I apologize. But, you know, you were talking about the guns that they found, and I think it's really important. I mean, you know, you've got this raid in Mar-a-Lago, right, with the FBI just and DOJ determined to take President Trump down. I want everybody to just imagine what the headlines would be like if this is what they found in Trump's closet at Mar-a-Lago. Detectives also found Pelican cases in the room with semi-automatic rifles joined with suppressors and optics and customized pistols, right? And then they talk about a short-barreled rifle that qualified as a pistol with a folding stock. And then, as Charlie, as you mentioned, on the categories on the whiteboard in the room, one of the categories was Hot Topics. And under Hot Topics, it listed weapons in the field prepared for shifts. So do they need to bring out these guns with silencers on their shifts? I mean, what does that mean, right? And so I think that the story that the mainstream media continues to ignore needs to be told to the American people. I mean, we need to understand what was going on in these rooms where so-called voter registration activities were taking place. Why did they need to have these guns? Apparently the ATF came in and said, yeah, these guns are all fine. You know, this doesn't mean anything. But, you know, for somebody who's reading this report, it does mean something. If this happened at Mar-a-Lago, it would certainly mean something.
So based on your understanding, is this still under active FBI investigation?
We have no way of knowing. The last report was on August 24th of 22, and it states that the Michigan State Police was still maintaining evidence for the FBI.
Well, that doesn't give me a whole lot of confidence, to be perfectly honest with you. And so what if anything can now be done? I mean, so worst case scenario, what could these clues mean? Let's summarize this all. A multi-state operation, millions in dark money, all under the auspices of GOTV. Would this now be the missing component of the piece to answer the Dinesh D'Souza 2000 Mules question? Could they kind of be paired together in harmony to answer each other's macro and micro question? Final thoughts, Patty McMurray.
Sure, absolutely. I think that, you know, there are many possibilities. You know, about a year ago, we released Jim Hoff from the Gateway Pundit was able to obtain all the Dropbox footage from Detroit, and we released multiple videos of people dropping stacks of ballots into the Dropboxes. And in one of those, or two of the videos that we released were United States postal workers that were dropping stacks of ballots into the drop boxes in Detroit, which, you know, postal workers are not allowed to drop ballots into drop boxes. And initially, we weren't sure about that. And so we started to do some investigative work. And I got a call from a whistleblower who worked inside, who told me that inside the postal office, that that's not legitimate. You can't put mail in a drop box. No mail carrier is allowed to deliver mail anywhere but the address on the envelope. And so she provided me with documentation from inside the postal office. I contacted the district manager in the Detroit Postal Office and asked for a comment from him. And before I got through to him, his assistant told me that both of the postal workers were under investigation for their activities when the video was revealed. And she also told me that they were using the videos in their training to teach postal workers what not to do with election mail.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
Turbulent times call for clear-headed insight. That's hard to come by these days, especially on TV. That's where we come in. Salem News Channel has the greatest collection of conservative minds all in one place. People you know and trust, like Dennis Prager, Eric Metaxas, Charlie Kirk, and more. Unfiltered, unapologetic truth. Find what you're searching for at snc.tv and on Local Now, Channel 525.